Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Mahalaga sa Australia ang usapin ng mental health, kaya naman malaki din yung pangangailangan ng professional sa larangan na ito. Ayon po sa Jobs and Skills Australia, aabot sa halos 2,000 ang rehabilitation counselor. Kilala natin ang isang Pinoy Australian na mula sa pagiging musician, nagpalit ng karera sa pagiging occupational rehab counselor. Pero bakit nga ba? Alamin natin dito sa trabaho, visa at iba pa.
Trabaho, visa at iba pa.
Trabaho, visa at iba pa.
At kasama natin ngayon si Brian Araniego, ang isa sa mga rehab counselors dito sa Australia. Magandang araw sa iyo, Brian.
Magandang araw, TJ, at saka magandang araw mga kabayan. Pasensya na kung medyo bulon na Tagalog ko. I will try my best. Yes, I'm more than happy to answer any questions about my occupation.
Huwag kang magalala, kahit mag-English ka, walang problema, pero ako'y mag-Tagalog for you. Ayan yung mga tanong natin. Brian, malaking bagay na banggit ko kanina yung mental health dito sa Australia, di ba? Mm. At parang yung rehab occupation o occupational rehab counselor, may mga nabagatan, mga 1,900. Malaki ba yung demand dito sa ganitong klase ng profession?
Malaki. So usually yung mga consultants na nahahire, they come from an allied health background. So yung mga physios, occupational therapists, speech pathologists rin, social workers, at saka yung rehab counselors, psychologists. So yung demand talaga malaki kasi nga we operate under a government legislated scheme, yung work cover, workers' compensation, at saka compulsory third party insurance, mm-hmm. yung accident is a road, parang ganun.
So madami pala talaga. Pero bago natin puntahan yung mas detalye nito, uh-oh. Dapat ipaliwanag natin ano ba yung isang rehabilitation counselor, kasi hindi naman lahat na iintindihan nito. Pag sinabing rehab, baka agad yung parang pag-alcohol na agad, yeah. di ba? Yeah. Ano ba, sa layman's term, paano mo ba ipapaliwanag yung isang rehabilitation counselor?
Mm-mm. So, here in Australia, kung meron kang naka-aksidente, either in work or on the road, whether that's physical or psychological injury, covered ka ng government. So, you get paid your income benefits, yung salary mo. But on top of that, the case managers, yung mga insurance case managers, they can allocate you a rehab counselor or rehab consultant. And our primary job is, firstly, we try to get the person back to their old job because yun yung pinaka most direct route back to employment. But kung hindi na yung pwede, that's where I come in. So as a rehab counselor, yung primary goal ko is to help counsel or assist clients move into the reality na hindi na sila pwedeng bumalik sa trabaho nila and they need to find a new job. So we do services, things like transitional counseling, vocational assessments, para matulungan yung mga tao ng ganun. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kasi dito sa mula sa Pilipinas, lalo na yung mga migrante katulad ko, no, na medyo, yung kasi parang ikaw ay 7 years old and dumating dito, kundi tayo nagkakamali, nabanggit mo kanina. No? Pero sa mga katulad ko na lumaki sa Pilipinas, nagtrabaho sa Pilipinas, parang hindi uso, parang sandali ka, parang lalaban lang ng lagi, laban lagi para sa ano dun, eh, diba, sa trabaho. At parang hindi na uuso. But baga man ngayon, nagkakaroon na ng tinig ang mental health sa Pilipinas. So dito, malaking bagay talaga itong nababanggit mo na ganyan. Magbigay ka nga ng mga sample na kliyente mula sa anong industriya, or lahat ito covered ninyo?
Mm-mm. So lahat, like a wide range of industries that we cover, anything from, you know, laborers all the way up to corporate workers. Particularly in my field, I assist yung mga nasa police or nasa health services. So kasi nga rehab counselor ako, so yung mga conditions na inaasikaso ko, usually mga psych conditions. So it can be anything from like adjustment disorder, depression, post-traumatic stress disorder. Like a lot of police officers sustain that in their roles. At saka things like bullying and harassment as well. Nakakover ko rin yun, yung mga ganun na bagay.
Dami palang range, ano, lalo na dito na, yun nga, nabanggit natin na malaking bagay talaga na matutukan yung mental health ng isang empleyado. Pero bago ko puntahan yung mas detalye na itong rehab counselor, nakaka-curious kasi nabanggit natin kanina na isa kang musician din, diba? Bago talaga napadpad sa karera na ito, pwede ko bang balikan, i-backtrack natin na yung, na anong, ibig sabihin sabihin ba nung ikaw ay nagkolehiyo tapos naging musician ka, pwede mo maikwento nung ikaw ay naging uni student. Oh. At ano, music 'di ba ang iyong kinuha, tama ba?
Correct. Yeah, so I studied uni, you know, tertiary level. I went to the Sydney Con Conservatorium doing a jazz studies degree there. So yeah, interesting yung story na yun kasi nga from 2001 up until 2011, music talaga yung career ko. Playing gigs, teaching, composing, all that kind of stuff. Pero to support myself, kasi nga yung music parang hindi siya, it's not a completely stable career kasi nga hindi siya shift work. You know, it's not a 9-to-5 job. So during that time, I also worked in insurance and I was working in a call center environment. Now we were selling life insurance policies. And within those policies, merong mga benefits na pwede kang ma-appoint ng rehab consultant. So that's how I actually got my first kind of yung feeling na, oh, this is actually a career na pwedeng ipasok. And then yun nga, when my dad passed away around 2011, yung dad ko actually, he was really into psychology. So, parang nung, when he passed away, parang na-inspire ako. I mean, I've always been interested in psychology and interested in counseling and things like that. So, parang na-remember ko, I actually came across this role in this previous job that I did in insurance na parang na-curious ako. And then I looked up the degree. I started, it looked like the things that they were teaching was really aligned to, you know, the things that I wanted to do. So, yun. Nag-grad dip ako ng rehab counseling sa Sydney Uni. And then, yeah.
So talagang, hindi ba completely different world yung music and also itong pagiging bahagi ng psychology na, ano, no, na subject? Paano ka nag-adjust? Kasi syempre, sandali, baka ibang-iba.
Oh, actually, that's a very good question. I think innately, yung common ground between the two, at least for me, was like I've always wanted to help people, like helping people or connecting with people. And I think for sure, music and, you know, counseling, there's definitely some crossover in that respect. Pero in terms of the actual duties or the day to day stuff, talagang completely different. Yeah, it is different. Pero I think yung like my dad, I think instilled an early interest in the human mind and in psychology for me. So parang hindi ako na masyadong nahirapan na mag-grasp yung mga concepts ng, you know, Adlerian psychology, therapy, you know, like Freudian psychology, things like that. So parang, ano, I've always had an innate interest to it.
Enjoy mo talaga. Before ko puntahan yung mga requirements kung paano maging counselor, alam ko ngayon na ikaw ay pinagpapatuloy mo pa rin itong musika, di ba? Kahit papano. Anong ginagawa mo ngayon in terms dun sa nagiging hobby mo na on the side itong pag-music? Ano yung mga ginagawa mo?
For the music?
Oo.
So I do content creating sa Instagram. Brian Guitarist yung handle ko. Yung page ko, I try to dedicate mostly OPM covers sa guitar, but I also do like R&B and soul. Yun yung parang mga music na I enjoyed as a teenager. So yun is that's the stuff that I do. I also play gigs from time to time kung merong like show or wedding, parang ganon. So but yeah, parang more like a hobby na yun.
At balita ko, may viral ka daw na moment dyan sa content creation na yan. Pwede maikwento sa amin?
Yeah. So, nag-post ako ng video with Larissa Lambert. She's like a Australian R&B singer dito sa Australia. Tapos, yung pinaka-famous song niya, yung Week, Pumutok. And then, someone from Radio 360 reached out on Instagram and sabi, oh, like, can we interview you? Kasi nga, we saw that you did this video and it did really well. So, yun, nag-interview kami and then, like, from there, actually, parang yun yung catalyst na I thought to myself, oh, like, maybe I'll do this on the side kasi nga, it's like, it's fun and it's exciting and things like that, yeah.
Nakakatuwa na yun nga na meron pa din, nandun pa din siya, hindi pa rin siya nawawala, na hindi talaga completely nagpalit ka ng career, nagpalit ka man pero andun pa din yung part ng yung pagiging musician mo,
yeah.
No?
Yeah.
At yun, puntahan ko ngayon na move ka na, nagpalit ka 2011 ano, na ikaw ay naging full-time na dito. Pero ano ba yung mga kinuha mong kurso bago ka talaga naging ano, kasi di ba mag-aaral ka uli dahil kailangan ng mga credentials, di ba? Pwede mo maikwento yun?
Yeah, so yung course na it's a graduate diploma in rehab counseling, so it's a post-grad degree. It goes for 2 years. And yung prerequisite, you need an undergrad degree. and a certain GPA average para makapasok ka doon. So yeah, 2-year course siya. Tapos yung last year or yung last term ng last year, merong practical placement. So you get to do placements in like different organizations na ano, you get to hone the skills or the strategies that they teach you during uni. So yeah.
But, nung bago ka ba nag-apply or nag-aral nun, tinignan mo muna na kung marami bang available na jobs ba? O kasi syempre, di ba?
Actually, hindi. Hindi. Parang yung choice ko na mag-rehab counseling, it was purely out of interest. Wala akong alam na, you know, what is the job market out there like? You know, what is the types of duties or the kind of challenges that you face? Pero, turns out, nung natapos ko yung degree ko, tapos nakapasok ako sa industry, it's such a high-in-demand job. Ang dami talagang mga organizations na kailangan ng physios, OTs, rehab counselors, psychologists. Eh, kasi nga, workers' comp at saka CTP, there's such large schemes na there's always a need for people.
Yeah. Especially healthcare. Kilala ang Pinoy sa larangan ng healthcare, ano? Kaya for sure talaga na laging may mga, yung baga in demand itong kurso na ito. Mm-mm. Nabanggit mo kanina yun nga na ikaw ay nag-aral ano, ng 2 taon nga ba yung kurso na yun, ano? Tapos pumasok ka na ito na agad yung trabaho mo, nung rehab counselor, nung una mo palang pagka-graduate mo?
Oh, yeah. So, nung last year ko, half year ng last year ko, kasi nga merong placement unit. So, actually, nag-apply ako ng job whilst I was doing placement unit. So, I approached an organization who I actually still work for now. Nag-negotiate ako sa kanila. Like, I said to them, kung gawin yung mga placement units ko dito, can I also work part-time here? So yung actually unang job ko is labor market analyst before I became a rehab counselor. And yung labor market analyst yung job namin is like we actually look at the labor market and see what the trends and the functional tolerances are, the psychological requirements are for each job. Mm-hmm. Kasi yun yung information na ginagamit ng mga counselors para makamatch na mga trabaho for the people that can no longer go back to say policing or, you know, di na sila pwede maging carpenter kasi nga merong physical injury, for example. So yun yung actually first job ko. That's how I got in, is I negotiated with a workplace na kung if they'll allow me to do my placement units there, I can work for them as well part-time.
So talagang hindi pala diretso. Ngayon na itong rehab counselor, pwede mo ba kaming bigyan ng parang overview yung day-to-day grind, kumbaga? Ano ba yung ginagawa talaga ng isang rehab counselor?
One of the things I love about the job is that it's so varied. No one day is the same. Pero like most of the things that you would do as a rehab counselor is conducting assessments or counseling sessions, whether that's transitional counseling or vocational assessments. They last for anywhere from 1 hour to 2 hours with the client. But you'll also do things like attending yung mga medical case conferences. You'll have a conference with the claimant or the client and as well as the doctor para makapag-usap yung mga strategies na pwedeng i-implement para maka-recover yung person but also para makabalik sila sa trabaho. So, ganon mga medical case conferences, a lot of phone calls with stakeholders anywhere from yung mga claims managers, yung mga abogado, lawyers, brokers, yung mga clients themselves, prospective new employers, lots of emails, so, you know, sending off correspondence to explain or justify, you know, your recommendations, things like that, as well as in traveling, like so driving around and seeing clients, whether that's in the, you know, at a cafe or in sa bahay nila, parang ganon. So varied days, no one day is the same, pero yun yung parang a bit of a flavor of like what kind of duties that we do as a rehab counselor.
Parang ayun nga, napaka ang daming nangyayari din pala no doon sa trabaho na ito. Pero for sure dahil nga mental health itong pinag-uusapan din. Parang pati ikaw, 'di ba, magkakaroon ka ng ma-absorb mo yung mga ganitong klase mga problemang naririnig mo and also yung mga nabanggit mo kanina, may depression or ano pa mga pinagdadaanan. Ano yung mga challenges ng isang rehab counselor?
It's funny kasi nga like parang you get taught the strategies to maintain mental health or mental well-being. Pero you're right. But some of that stuff, it spills over. Yung mga struggle stories, yung mga hard stories that claimants experience or clients experience. So definitely hard. I think, you know, over the years I've gotten better at it. Pero it's always a constant reminder na, you know, compartmentalize na what happens at work, yung mga issues na nangyari sa mga tao at work, keep that at work, and then when you come home, you try to as best as you can leave that at work and then come home with and play the role of being the home person as opposed to the counselor or the person that listens. Kasi nga, ganun din. And I think, you know, I feel that Australia in some ways is good kasi nga mental health is no longer taboo. I think, you know, comparative to Philippines, sometimes, you know, like mental health can be still a hard thing to talk about. People are still a bit shy about it. But here in Australia, parang lang talagang you're just going to the doctor or you're buying a prescription of Panadol. Like, you know, it's a bit more openly discussed. Like mental health is not as taboo, I think. So certainly that makes it a lot easier for me to be able to talk to, whether it's, you know, my own GP or like family, because it's a lot more open. You don't have to hold it in.
So at least meron ka din ginagawa for yourself dahil nga you're here, this again tong profession, pero kailangan mo rin alagaan, di ba, yung sarili mo dahil hindi ka nga makakatulong. Meron ba mga challenges din, halimbawa dun sa client mo, ayaw mag-open up o di kaya naman sobra naman na halos araw-araw ka nang may mga ganun ka bang na-experience?
You know, one big challenge is like kung yung value system nila iba sa'yo. Like, so yung idea ng counseling, hindi ka pwedeng, you can't transfer your own beliefs or your own values into the session kasi nga that'll influence the outcome. You just need to listen to that person and acknowledge that that's their narrative, that's their story. So yun yung isang challenge. Like, you know, I'll find myself sometimes like I completely disagree with someone, but I can't impose that in my way of communicating with them kasi nga, that's not their story and I need to listen to their story. So yun yung isang challenge. I guess the second challenge and part of the reason why I love my role as well is you just meet so many different personalities in different walks of life with different life stories and you know, a lot of interesting things. And so what works for one person, what modality works for one person may not necessarily work for another person kasi nga iba yung personality, iba yung approach. Some of them are a bit more aggressive, so parang you need to match them as well, kasi if you're too soft, they'll just speak over you. And then other times, parang you meet people that are a bit more, they need more, a bit more direction, or parang they've got a softer personality. So mag-a-adjust ka para makapag-usap kayo.
Dapat yung flexibility mo pala ay napakalakas. Nabanggit mo na kanina yung isa sa mga happiness mo ay yung makamit ng iba-ibang tao bilang bahagi. Meron ka pa bang ibang motivation kung bakit ka nag-stay? Ilang years ka na ba sa pagiging rehab counselor?
Parang like on and off 6 years na. Kasi nga I did it for 2 years. Tapos I worked as a claims manager. Mm-hmm. So parehong industry pa rin, pero yung
ibang role.
Mm-hmm. I was still dealing with rehab consultants. Mm-hmm. Tapos bumalik ako again in another role. So all in all, mga 6 years. Yeah.
Ano yun sa 6 years na yun, mahaba yun, di ba? Yeah. Ano pa yung mga motivation mo why you stayed in this role?
I think kasi nga ako, like I'm genuinely interested in people. So when I get to do an assessment and I get to meet people and hear their story, parang learning experience for me as well. Like I can reflect on my own life experience when I hear other people's life experience. Like what did they do that I feel I could implement in my own life? Or like, you know, sometimes we find common ground, or sometimes it's like, oh yeah, like that's a story that I've never heard before. So yung like parang no two person is the same, no day is the same. So it's the idea that when I wake up, parang I don't know what to expect, and that excites me. Parang iba. Yung motivator, yung parang, it keeps it exciting. Exciting job siya talaga. Like, if you apply yourself to it.
Okay. Ano ba yung mga, magbigay ka ng mga top 3 na key personality or at least dapat na skill ng isang rehab counselor based on you, sa personal opinion mo?
I think patience is a big one. Like, your ability to be patient and hear someone's story without influencing it with your own, you know, whether that's your own hang-ups or your own challenges. So patience is a big one. I think just, you know, like a genuine interest in people. If you're interested in people and you're interested in what you do, it just comes across in your work. So people person talaga, you need to be a people person, I feel, to be good at this role. At saka flexibility, the ability to be agile. And this is not a job for someone who likes rigid processes or like every day is predictable kasi nga it's not a predictable job. So if you're someone that feels that you can be present in the moment and really adjust to the circumstances of any given day or any given situation, you will enjoy this job. Yeah, for sure.
Ako, parang mahirap yung tatlo na yun. parang iniisip ko kung meron ba ako ng tatlo na yun. Pero sige, aalamin natin. Pero isa pa sa pwedeng motivation dito, Brian, yung magkano ba? Yan siguro yung isa sa magkano ang sahod. Siyempre, sabi, nakaka-stress naman. Parang ganun yung maisip mo. Pero baka makita naman yung pace. Baka naman, ano. Pero siyempre, natatanungin kung baka talaga yung sahod ni Brian. Pero at least yung salary range na pwede mong ibigay. Yung bawa, yung generic ba? Ika nga.
I think nowadays, kung fresh graduate ka, you can easily ask for 80 to 85,000. That's before super. So base lang yon, as a starting salary. And it's a competitive industry in that a lot of organizations want to get people in kasi nga it's a high demand job. So it can, you know, it can range anywhere from, for just a consultant level, anywhere from 80 to 85 up to 100K.
At pwede pa yung tumaas, halimbawa lilipat ka ng kumpanya or makipag-negotiate ka.
Correct. Or if you move into like a managerial role or kung ano, like yung or a specialist role, tataas pa yun. Yeah.
Ayon dito sa Jobs and Skills Australia, wala yung rehab counselor na specific, pero may counselor. Sabi dito, median weekly earnings daw, yung average, yung median ay $1,477. So weekly earnings yan. So yan yung ayon po sa Jobs and Skills Australia. Parang panghuli na lang sa'yo, Brian, ano ba yung mapapayo mo? Halimbawa, lalo na yung mga Pinoy na kilala sa healthcare at iba pa na gustong, halimbawa, ay parang magandang career ang napunta sa mental health. Ano ba yung pwede mong masabi sa kanila? Lalo na yung mga nag-iisip pa lang, lalo na ngayong magbabagong taon na baka bang gusto mag-change career then.
I think in this role particularly, but I think also in any kind of allied health role, gives so much back, and more than just the pay, and more than just the, you know, the idea of helping people. That's obviously a big motivator for me as well. Like, I genuinely want to help people, but I think if you really apply yourself in the role, you really grow as a person. You really learn so much by, you know, sabi, like, the best way to learn is either by teaching or by being taught by someone better. And I think there's no better teacher than being faced by challenging difficult situations and then really applying yourself to that situation and learning from it. And it really gives back, I think, from a mental or cognitive space. Like, it just, I've learned so much doing the role talaga, like, you know, in the way that I approach communicating to people, things like that. Yeah.
Naku, maraming salamat, Brian, sa pagsama. Ngayon, marami kaming natutunan sa pagiging counselor. Maraming salamat.
Okay lang. Easy. Thank you.
Ayan, napakinggan po natin si Brian Araniego, ang isang occupational rehabilitation counselor.
Trabaho, visa, at iba pa.
Trabaho, visa, at iba pa.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.